Hello and welcome to the Gray Group Lab. Here we are studying energy storage materials, and these materials are used in batteries, supercapacitors, and fuel cells. I will take you through the tour in the lab, and you will see here different methods that we use to study these materials. The first method is nuclear magnetic resonance. Here we can see two of our NMR machines. These are two of our magnets. We use NMR to study how the battery materials work. Ex situ and in situ. Ex situ means that we study the materials outside the battery, and we study the nature of these materials and the chemical environment of various atoms in these materials. In situ means that we can study here the materials during the operation of the battery. For that we use something that is called in situ probe, and you can see it here. Basically, we have a battery cell that connects to the NMR machine, and we could follow the electrochemical activity of the battery and the cycling during the recording of the NMR spectra. And now I will take you to the next part of the lab where you will see how we prepare the samples for the NMR. Now we are in the wet lab, and here you have to wear a lab coat and your safety goggles. Here we have fume hoods and lab benches, and here we synthesize our materials. Now I will take you to the dry lab, and there I will show you where we make battery cells in which we test our materials. So we'll have cells like this, which are called coin cells, or various types of three electrode cells like this.
Here are two of our four glove boxes. We use them to produce coin cells and batteries, as you've already seen. They operate under an argon atmosphere, which is completely inert to the coin cell components. You can see my colleague here, Josh, assembling a coin cell now. So welcome to the second of our two NMR rooms. In this NMR room, we have a 700 megahertz magnet. This is the largest of our magnets, and enables us to study nuclei which are perhaps normally not accessible, such as magnesium and sulfur. It also helps us to minimize the quadrupole moment in those nuclei. We also have two other magnets in this room, our 200 and our 300. We often use the 300 combined with our electron paramagnetic resonance setup to be able to combine two experiments in a flow mode. So this is our battery cycling room. In this room, we have two cyclers, the biologic and the Arbin instrument. The Arbin is typically used for high throughput experiments and has 32 channels. The biologic is usually used for more sensitive channels and has a variety of cell types that you can connect up. You can connect coin cells in little holders or a wider variety via crocodile clips in these boxes.
So thank you for following me at this lab tour. And if you want to read more about what we are doing and about us, follow the chemistry webpage at this link.